It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A Denver judge has again barred Governor Polis from ordering state employees to comply with a subpoena from federal immigration authorities. The ruling yesterday is the latest loss for the governor in a lawsuit filed against Polis last June. The suit alleges the governor directed a state employee to share Coloradans' personal information with immigration authorities in response to a subpoena. That's illegal under Colorado law, and the judge blocked the release of the information last summer. This week's ruling comes after immigration officials issued another subpoena last month seeking similar information on many of the same individuals. Building AI data centers in Colorado has quickly become a controversial topic. State lawmakers have been battling over whether to heavily incentivize their construction or severely regulate them. But military leaders say for them, it's not really a choice. Retired Vice Chair of Joint Chief of Staff John Hyden says the state's Space Force bases will all need AI data centers.
And if we can't, that's the only time we'd move those missions out of Colorado, because we won't be able to do them anymore.
The Space Force presence in Colorado is expected to double in the next 5 to 10 years. Denver Water will be draining Antero Reservoir as a part of its drought preparations. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Water in Park County's Antero Reservoir is the fastest to evaporate compared to other reservoirs under Denver Water's control. The goal of the draining? Save 5,000 acre-feet of water. That's what 20,000 single-family households might use in a year. Denver Water will divert the drained water to Cheeseman Reservoir in Jefferson County. Colorado Fish and Wildlife will try to save as many fish as possible. And once those fish are transported, Antero Reservoir will be shut down to all recreation. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm